come to your presence by the blood of Jesus. We come with reverence and respect before your throne. Father, I come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Olubia Momisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God, the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the privilege that we have to enter into your word. The entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. We pray that a clear channel be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow, causing us to minister the word in power, in accuracy, in clarity, in simplicity, and in the comfort and love of the Holy Spirit. I pray that by the reason of the Spirit and the word, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs, you will dissolve doubts in our lives, you will solve riddles in our hearts, you bring glory to the name of Jesus, and blessings to the sons of men. Father, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against the effectual delivery and receiving of the word. So in unity, my brethren, under the covering of our fathers, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, fear, unbelief, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out. We destroy your works. We resist and bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances, and over this atmosphere in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God and the seven spirits of God to go fulfill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect will concern our prayers, and Father, concerning the administration of the word and the flow of your spirit and our service, entire service this evening in Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you because you answer our prayers. You do more than what we ask. You do more than what we think. According to your power that is at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let me say welcome back to all of us. Praise the Lord. It's been about 2 weeks. Went for Pastor Laulu's father's burial, and then the church had a program last week Friday. So we by God's grace, taking a series in the next for 3 weeks. We'll be interrupted next week by our prayer week. So okay, no, next week Friday is 31st. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we'll have it 2 weeks and have a prayer week, and then a prayer monthly prayer meeting, and then on the I think most likely 14th or 15th, we'll now take round it up by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Okay, so God is good. Amen. Title of this series we'll be taking is Joseph, a standard for the youths. Praise the Lord. Joseph, a standard for the youths. Praise the Lord. I remember one philosopher in the world. I think it was a Russian. This probably in the 1930s, 1940s. He said, when mediocrity pervades everywhere, a striking example is needed. Praise the Lord. When everybody thinks to be a mediocre is the main thing, if we don't have a striking example, everybody will fall to mediocre level. They told us that water finds its level, isn't it? So, Joseph is standard for the youths. So, if I want to find out whether, doing some research, I want to find out that there are signs to show that this particular disease, this particular virus, is affecting this animal. It's affecting the brain. And I want to conclude that my results, my diagnosis, analysis is correct. And I use the word conclude. First, I have a presumption that this is the virus affecting. The first preliminary test indicates that this is the virus affecting this animal. But to conclude, I'm going to compare it with a standard, a known case before that was concluded that this is the disease. And since I'm suspecting that it's the same disease, I will run that standard again and see the profile of the disease and then run it with this new one. Then when I see it, I say, hey, this is a confirmation. Praise the Lord. They want to publish that paper in a top journal. They will say, okay, fine, you think it's this, you've done all this. Did you compare it with a standard? Amen. Praise the Lord. And it says, Joseph, a standard for the youths. Before we start thinking, don't want to mention anything that maybe this celebrity, this is the standard for us. Amen. Let's quickly go to the Bible and show us a standard. Amen. Because when people don't have glaring examples before them, they think, oh, if I can be like this and be like this, ah, then no. Joseph, amen, is a standard for the youths. Praise the Lord. And that's why we'll be looking at the book of Genesis to see many things about Joseph. Let's start with Genesis chapter 30. Genesis chapter 30. Joseph is a special person. So Genesis chapter 30. Okay? And then let's look at verse 5. Coming, I'm trying to pick a statement not in my notes. Okay, so Genesis, yes, verse 22. If you know this background story, give me 22 background story. Jacob, Joseph's mother was the first and true love of Jacob. Okay? Jacob had two wives, two concubines, so four women. But the one he had always wanted to marry was Rachel. Amen. And as fate will have it, all the other three had children except Rachel. All the other three had children except Rachel. Okay, this is just background. And then verse 20. And verse 22 say, God remembered Rachel. Praise the Lord. I can never forget one man of God. I was a student, went for a program in school, and he asked us a question. He said, does God forget anybody? We said, no, God doesn't forget. He said, but I read somewhere that he remembered someone. It's not what you've forgotten that you now remember. Praise the Lord. I don't want to go into his message, but he preached the principle of covenant, that if you are not in a covenant relationship, you can be bypassed. So that's just on the side. But he said, can God forget anybody? God can't forget anybody. He said, but I read somewhere that he remembered someone. So, and God remembered Rachel. Eka. And God hearkened to her. So she must have been praying, seeking the face of God, and opened her womb. Next verse. This is just background. Just want to say something special. And she conceived. I don't like when people don't like reading the scriptures. When we go to public viewing center where Asna is playing Man City now, we'll hear everybody's voices. And she conceived and bare a son and said, God had taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. Next verse. And it came to pass, this special guy, and it came to pass, when Rachel had born Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, send me away, that I may go to my country. Joseph's birth triggered a new beginning. Praise the Lord.
He said, it came to pass. It's like, now I have my child. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Rachel is the one he really loved.
Let's be a bit careful, if I digress a little. Who was Abraham's first son? Abraham's first son. Say it now. Ishmael, isn't it? And after Ishmael, he had what? Now, if it was man that said it, we'll have said, don't mind man with his, he has prejudice and co. When God now spoke to Abraham to go and sacrifice Isaac, he said, Abraham, he said, here I am, Lord. Take thy son, thine only son, Isaac, and take him to a place. It's God who spoke. So when he came to the promise, Ishmael was not recognized as a child. Praise the Lord.
And it came to pass when Rachel had born Joseph.
He said, let me go back to my country, the place of my destiny. Praise the Lord. So there's something special about Joseph. Amen. But that's just as a background. Let's go into Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37, verse 5. So we will stay in Genesis 37, probably for the next 15 minutes. Genesis 37. Let's start. Go to verse 2. Go to verse 2. Yes. These are the generations of Jacob. Today we are reading. Not one. We are all reading. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad, that's Joseph, was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpha, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Joseph did not partake of their evil they were doing, and Joseph reproved their evil. Praise the Lord. So early you can see it was a child that was separate. Amen. You better ask yourself, can you separate yourself? Can you separate yourself from your brothers? From your friends. Can you separate yourself from the Yahoo boys? Ask yourself. You separate yourself from the 419 guys. They're in the same hostel with you. They're in your room. But you are separate from them. He separates himself from strangers, from his brothers. Close-knit people. And told the father of their evil reports. Abstained and reproved. Said, Daddy, what these people are doing is wrong. I knew a brother in Zion City Fellowship some years ago. He was going through financial challenges. Was looking for accommodation. I said, but where are you staying with them? He said, those are my friends. I can't go. I can't stay with them. After giving my life to Christ now, I just can't walk with them. I didn't ask for too much of the details, but it was obvious. There were people who couldn't live their lifestyle. And that lifestyle used to bring money before. But now he met the Lord and separated himself. With consequences. With consequences. Verse 5. No, go to 3. I'm going to spend time in Joseph. And Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. Because the son of his old age. verse 4, made him a coat of many colors. And when his brothers saw that Joseph was close to his father. Praise the Lord. Jacob was a man of promise, a man of covenant. And Joseph stayed close to his father. Many of us stay far away from spiritual fathers, far away from spiritual covering. Joseph stayed close. You know, there are consequences. You can't stay close and want to live an evil life. You can't stay close. But Joseph stayed close. And it cost him, because his brethren will not speak peaceably about him. Verse 5. No, go back to 4. Back to 4. Let me just read it. So, and when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably with him. It's not partial. What they say about Jesus? That has loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Praise the Lord. Stay close to God. Amen. Stay close to spiritual oversight. Stay close to fathers. Stay close to God. It's not partial. Those who love God, God will love them. Amen. Verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream and told this to his brethren. Let me separate those two. First, Joseph dreamed a dream. Amen. He was a man of revelation. Praise the Lord. He was close to his father. Obviously, he was close to God. That was because his father, Jacob, had the promises of Abraham. That story to Isaac. And how his father Isaac was a sacrificial lamb, so to say, that God had. And then he now had Jacob, and Isaac told Jacob about the blessings, and those were the things Joseph was confessing, and then from the confession, those things now led to the dream. Amen. Pastors always told us, confess the word, pray in the spirit. Confess the word, pray in the spirit. The product is that it's going to give you revelation knowledge. Amen. It starts with a vocal gift. Amen. From vocal, it comes to revelation. Praise the Lord. When you pray in tongues, you know where you graduate to? When you are praying in tongues, the picture of what you are praying starts to now show on your mind. Amen. It comes from vocal to revelation. Pastor preached many years ago, Joseph had no Bible. But he kept confession of the things that had come from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Joseph dreamed a dream. That's part one. I thank God there's a comma there. Amen. And told it to his brethren. That was a little bit overzealousness. Amen. Papa Raph said, Joseph, be careful how you share your dream to your half-brothers. You know, he's the only one born by his mother. At this time, he's the only one. All the others were your half-brothers. They are all fellow Christians. Praise the Lord. But Bible says not all Israel is Israel. Be careful, Joseph, how you share your dream to your half-brothers. Sometimes they don't understand. So just keep your dream. Nurture your dream. The more you start to talk to them about this perfection and everything, you know, they don't understand it and they dispute and it's causing debate. You leave it. Praise the Lord. Just keep your dream. Because many times, your half-brothers don't understand your dream. Amen. Rather, they want to kill you for your dream. Amen. Papa Ralph, many years ago, gave somebody a word. He said, God will give you revelation and yet shut your mouth. That's a hard thing for a youth to receive. Have revelation. When you have revelation, you want to talk about it. He said, God will give you revelation and he will shut your mouth. Because many times, dreams are supposed to be processed. Praise the Lord. I know I can't use that analogy for the 21st century Gen Z generation. So when you take your picture, bam, then instantly you even send it to someone. But when I was your age, when we take a picture, then you go to the dark room, you remove the film from inside. In the dark room, if you put it in light, it will spoil. Then in the dark room, you put it in chemical and process it on a paper, and then that paper will pick the picture. Praise the Lord. That's what you do to your dream. You process it. You process the dream. Amen. Joseph was sharing it to his half-brethren, and they actually wanted to kill him for it. There are sometimes your half-brethren don't understand your dream. Amen. They do not understand your dream. So many times you will learn to, you will receive from God, and what needs to be processed, please keep quiet. Praise the Lord. And let God finish the work. Amen. Pray more. Think more about it. Praise the Lord. Let's go on. Verse 6. We'll stay with the word today. Okay, verse 7. Told his brethren about the dream. Told the father and his brethren about the dream. Verse 8. And his brethren said unto him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more. For his dreams and for his words. Joseph, be careful how you share your dreams with your half brothers. Amen. Verse 9. Okay, this is it. Okay, now he dreamed again another dream. I saw the sun and moon and 11 stars. So that actually is father, mother, and his 11 brethren bowing to him. Verse 10. And the father, I like the father. We need to read the father's response compared to his brothers. Amen. That's why when you have dream, share it with father. Amen. If you have something's burning in your mind, share it with father. Spiritual father's oversight. Sometimes it's too premature to go and share it with your half brethren. Amen. Share it with spiritual father. I remember one young man came a while ago and was telling me about things God had told him, uncle, and his passion and everything. And I listened carefully. And it was resonating because I had passed through that stage before. And I saw a zeal that he wanted to launch out. And I told him what God told me maybe 30 years ago. When I was in his level, at that level, I said, you know, I used to go about saying with the mindset that a river that does not branch out is a dead river. You know, they said that's the problem with the Dead Sea. It stays alone. It doesn't branch out. So we wanted to branch out. And God showed me a picture that a river that branches out without replenishment will die. So when he was talking about his passion, I said, see, when a river has not secured his fountain source and it starts to branch, the river will die. And the place you are supplying to is just a question of time. They too will die. Secure the fountain source. Praise the Lord. I hope he listened to me. Because I'm sure, I'm persuaded, if he shares that with his half-brothers, they will say, my friend, move on. God has called you. Be careful what you share with your half-brothers. Amen. And he told this to his father, Ekao, and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? Verse 11. And his brethren
So he told it to his father and his brethren. So let's see the rest one. And his brethren envied him. But his father observed the saying. Praise the Lord. Tell your dream to our brothers. They either advise you wrong or they envy you. But his father, after the rebuke, the father looked. This boy is saying that that's a father gift. Amen. Discernment, objectivity. Praise the Lord. Don't always believe before you tell your father that you know what he will tell you. I've been at your level. And say, why are you always having a preconceived idea of what your father will tell you? Joseph, the standard of the youth. That's what we are looking at today. The standard. He told it to his father. He said, father observed the saying. Brothers envied him. Be watchful what you say to your half brothers. Then we know the story. Just jump to chapter 39, verse 2. So we know after that, the brothers they conspired and then they practically kidnapped him. Kidnapped him, threw him into a pit, okay? Stripped him naked, praise the Lord. And then they sent him into Egypt, praise the Lord. If many times, if you read through Joseph, you just see the life of Jesus, okay? Stripped him naked, okay? Nailed him to the cross. Or even at the beginning of his life, the parents carried Joseph, took him to Egypt, and he came out of Egypt. Out of Egypt, have I called my son? You see those similarities in Joseph and Jesus life. But what, let's face Joseph today. So example of the youth. You start to have revelation. You are under covering of fathers. Does not immune you. In short, that is your license that you will suffer persecution. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Because I know some words, tribulation, persecution, we want to believe they should not exist in the Bible. A man close to his father. A man given revelation by God constantly led to envy and persecution. Affliction and persecution arose for the word's sake. See, and the brethren envied him because of his dreams and his words. Persecution and affliction. Stripped him naked, put him into the pit. It's God that intervened that they didn't kill him. Because the original plan was to kill him. And they actually told the father that he's dead. And sold him into Egypt. Praise the Lord. But you remember, Joseph came from a history of being close to his father and being close to God. Amen. So in the midst of persecution, when everything was not going according to plan, everything was now going contrary to the dream. Let's be ready. You know, you dream a dream. And the thing that starts happening to you will be completely contrary to the dream. Don't think it's the devil. Praise the Lord. It's just the pathway. Amen. Joseph took the correct antidote. He remained close to God. He remained close to God. Some of us will get offended. I pray. I feel so uncomfortable. I feel so uncomfortable. I feel condemnation. This, that. Mm-mm. Persecution and affliction arising for the word's sake. Stay close to God. Praise the Lord. Stay close to his word. Everything went contrary to plan. Just when you are trying to do things out of the honesty of your heart. You are trying to follow the mind of God. You are trying to do God's will. From the honesty of your heart, that is what you set out to do. And what you expect is that, this one that I'm following God, things should just be working well. Sometimes, many times, it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen like that. But stay close to God. Stay close to God. So, Joseph, chapter 39. And the Lord was... Now, they've sold him to Potiphar's house. You remember the story? He's now in Potiphar's house. He's a slave in Potiphar's house. A man that was beloved of his father more than all the brethren, had coats of many colors. And he now had dreams from God. And the promotion for those dreams from God is that he's now a slave in another man's house. Irrespective of where you find yourself, stay close to God. Praise the Lord. Papa Rav says, stay sweet, Joseph. Don't be offended. That's just playing into the devil's hands. Amen. Joseph knew God was real enough. He was not ready to go back. Was Potiphar as a slave. And the Lord was with Joseph. Are you ready for prosperity that God will not be with you? Or to be in the will of God, things may not be going prosperous, but the Lord is with you. It's a big question, though. Because you will come to those choices. You can be a place where you are prosperous, everything is working fine, but you don't hear God. You don't get revelation from the word of God. I read the man of God in my youth. I can't forget. John Rice, something like, he said, I prefer to be in darkness with God than to be found in light alone. Can't forget that statement. Can't forget. Book. Light blue published book. Small book like this. But I read it. He said, I prefer to be in darkness with God than to be found in light alone. So if you want to judge that, Joseph have missed God. He's now poor. So to say, he's now a slave. He doesn't have coat of many colors again. No. God is not with him. These are not evidence of God being with you. But Bible tells us, let's read it. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a what? Prosperous man. As a slave. He said he was a prosperous man. You can have your own definition of prosperity. You can have your own definition. But I like Bible definition. He was a prosperous. Under subjection, he was prosperous. The prodigal son and Lot sought for freedom and they ended up in poverty. But this one was under subjection. Said the Lord was with him and he was a prosperous man. Brethren, stay where God tells you to stay. Amen? Stay where God tells you to stay. He's going to meet you. Praise the Lord. He's coming to meet you there. Amen. Once he told you to stay there, he's coming to meet you there. Have that faith. And keep reminding him, God, I'm where you want me to be. I thank you. Praise the Lord. Many years ago, I'm sure I must have said it here. A friend of mine, he was the one now saying this story. He said a lady friend of his saw at the junction, somewhere in Agbowo, inside Agbowo, it's 30 years ago, if not. So and said, how are you? I said, fine. I said, okay, what are you doing here? He said, my dad said he will pick me up here. So guy went. Then it was later he went to see a friend. He was coming back. He still saw her. It was about to rain. He said, you said your dad is, you are still here. He said, I'm here. My dad said he will pick me here. It is unthinkable that my dad will forget that he told me to say he's coming to pick me. The guy now said, a human being is so confident about, this guy is so confident about our earthly father that he said, stay here. I'm going to, he said, the guy said, it's unthinkable that my father, what if God tells you to stay somewhere? We don't believe, we can't say it's unthinkable that God will tell me to, and will forget me. But she was very confident about our earthly father. We need to start raising the bar of our confidence in God. Praise the Lord. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. All this is pregnant. Each one has his own meanings. The Lord was with him. He was a prosperous man. But he was under subjection. Some of you that I know it's a Gen Z spirit. And someone said, I
I've been working in this company for 10 years. He said, Daddy, you worked somewhere for 10 years. Don't you have your own head? He said, son, tell his father, how can you work with someone for 10 years? Was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his. Just be where God tells you to be. Praise the Lord. Stop looking for personal eject buttons. Stay where God tells you to stay. If God ejects you, the day God ejects you, everybody will know. Praise the Lord. There was a day this Joseph was ejected. And he stood before the king. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Lord was with him. We won't get to that place today. Okay. Verse 3 and 4. Let's go on. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. Praise the Lord. Follow God, oh. Follow God. People will see it. But I'm alone, Lenny. I'm alone. Praise the Lord. It's a big badge of honor to have. People see and say, that guy, I better go. He's a child of God. And Joseph found grace in Potiphar's sight. And Joseph served Potiphar. And Potiphar made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put in Joseph's hands. Praise the Lord. The seed will always show forth. Amen. He was a blessed man. His position where he was not the real definition of that, the fact that he was a blessed man. It was showing everywhere. In his father's house, in the pit, in Potiphar's house, he was showing everywhere that he's a blessed man. Amen. What makes him blessed? He stayed close to God. Amen. And the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. By next week, we'll talk about the prison experience. Today's one, we'll just stay with Potiphar. In prison, when he went to prison too, and the Lord was with Joseph. Amen. The pit, Potiphar's, is PPP. The pit, Potiphar's house, and prison are the roads to the throne. To the palace. Give me five star. The pit, Potiphar's house, and prison, they are the road to the palace. Amen. Pastor Lalu said, he didn't say amen. You want the palace tomorrow? I've told you this before. Believe God. And Pastor always tells us that thing. Believe God for long life. Amen. Everything will come to pass. Just be patient. Everything is going to come to pass. I was reading something today. I was telling my research assistant in the lab. I said, can you see this story? An NFL, that's American football star. They said he had made, I'm sure probably he's about retiring or he just retired. And when they retired, 30-something years old. Is when he said he had made about $80 million in the football. Now he's filing for bankruptcy. He's filing for bankruptcy. But $80 million had passed through him. Now he's bankrupt. With long life. Let God satisfy one life. Everything will come to pass. How do you handle the palace? From the experience of the pit. The humility of the pit. The patience of Potiphar's house. And endurance of the prison. You are a worthy candidate for the palace. You have purity of purpose. You have compassion. You have empathy. He learned that along the way. Joseph, standard for the youth. Amen. Let patience have its perfect course.
Don't hurry too much your life. You are going to live long. Why are you hurrying it? Don't confuse your life with your goals. It's your goals that is causing the problem. Just stay with God. When your goal is you want to be a millionaire at 22, then you and when things are moving slowly, you'll be angry. Don't let your goals, use your personal goals, confuse your life. God doesn't change people's destiny based on their goals. God's destiny remains the same. Amen. The earlier you came to that one, the better. Because when your goals are your standard, you are soon going to have confusion. Many times, the experience of all of us that we follow God, we learn to drop our goals. Praise the Lord. Along the way, we bury it as a sacrifice. So I can follow God's destiny. Many times, those goals, even when many times they are even of God, but they are premature. So you bury them. They will rise up later. The real Jesus in you, he dies first, isn't it? Jesus Christ, the Jesus that you have received as your Lord and Savior, didn't he die first? Uh-huh. So the things that God, that will make you more like Jesus, that he gave to you, they too will die. Amen. And then they will rise up. Amen. Isaac, Uncle, that we are just looking, Abraham, Joseph's grandfather, Shebi, he died, practically died. Father, stop! Died. Amen. God will raise it back. Praise the Lord. Verse 7 to 8. This Joseph's stuff. Terminal. Joseph's stuff is sweet. But we're going to take it for 3 weeks. Praise the Lord. Anik, There, you see this world? I've told you before. And this world is filled with problems. It's filled with what? Except anybody wants to lie to you. Is filled with problems. I had a friend. She used to do all night, trusting God for a brother. Real life story. Every Tuesday, two faces, God bring the brother. Then, by reason of time, almost around the same, four brothers were interested in her. And then she cried to God, which kind of confusion is this? That's life for you. Problems. Some people now marry. First 6 months, they're trying to have a child. It's not. Say, when I was a single, I was not married. Nobody's asking me how far. How far a child? Now I'm married. How far? See, life has problems. We just keep overcoming them. Praise the Lord. We just keep overcoming them. Joseph. Prison. Now, Potiphar's house. Sorry, Potiphar's house. From the pit to Potiphar's house. Prosperous. God was with him. Problem came again. Oh yeah, let's read. And it came to pass, after these things, that his master's wife cast her eyes. You know when they cast iron? Hello? They cast iron. Then that, when they cast it, inside the cast, it's first liquid iron. Cast it then, it becomes fixed. That's what happened to Joseph. Potiphar's wife cast. I can't get to. I think I just have to take it as God is. Brothers, listen to me. When they cast eye on you, listen. Only God can deliver you. You can never deliver yourself. Potiphar's eyes, no matter where they come, in any shade or fashion, when they cast eye on you, the only person that can deliver you is God. Cast her eyes upon Joseph. Oh yeah, Ekau. And she said, lie with me. Next verse. But he refused. I want the brothers to alone to say this. But he refused. We'll say it three times more. But he refused. But he refused. But he refused. Don't say anybody tempted you. That was where your problem came from. Mm-mm. Joseph, it's not a matter of temptation. They cast the eye on him. But he did what? brothers, but he... Can you say, I will refuse? I didn't hear it. Say it louder.
That's where your deliverance will come from. That's where your deliverance will come from. Pastor Louis used to say it. So, I have the liberty now to say it. Pastor Lubi, man of God, say, I don't know how the young people survive nowadays. The world is filled with temptations, particularly sexual temptations. And it's not easy. I live and teach and move with young people. I pity young guys. It's not easy. Out of decency and respect for the females, don't let me say the kind of dresses some of them wear. But Joseph did not use staying in the same house with Potiphar's wife as an excuse. He refused. Praise the Lord. You know, this kind of refuse is not just, you don't refuse when it comes up. You are always refusing from the mind, from their heart. Praise the Lord. You refuse, you refuse, you refuse, you refuse, you refuse, you refuse, and you refuse. Praise the Lord. But he refused. And said unto his master, behold, my master knoweth nothing that is with me in this house, that he has committed all that he has in my hands. Verse 9. Let's be quick. I need to round up. There's none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I? Hey! Oh yeah? How then? How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against Potiphar? Read it now. And sin against Potiphar. Against God. Some of you are not afraid to sin against God. Whereas that's how you can save yourself. This is not a Potiphar issue. This is God. Amen. I told you what made Joseph special. He was close to God. I said, no, this. He didn't say, how can I do this little play with you? He called it great wickedness. Great wickedness. And sin against God. What's the title of our message today? Joseph, a standard for the youth. Do you want to sin against God? Amen. Far be it from me, Job said, to commit wickedness. And the almighty nature in me to commit iniquity. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Job said, why then should I think upon a maid? I abstain from all appearance of evil. Holiness becometh thy house, O God. Thy words, I'm giving you scriptures against sexual. Thy words have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Keep the words in your heart, too. Praise the Lord. Say to yourself, save yourself. Okay, verse 10. I can't get to where we are. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her, or to be with her. Praise the Lord. Day by day, when Joseph see her like this, Joseph will move this way. So it's Joseph graduated from not just say I refuse. Joseph was abstaining from her. Praise the Lord. There are many times you need to run away from some people. Amen. If you are concerned about your spiritual health, you need to run away from some people. You don't hate them, but you can't be close by them. See, anytime your eye makes eye contact with this person, or you are close to this person, you start thinking rubbish thoughts,
then be careful. It's not you. There is a chemistry the devil is playing. You better stay away. What have I done to you? Have I done anything? You better stay away. Spoke to Joseph day by day.
Praise the Lord.
Joseph will not even be by her. Amen. I'm going to spend 5 minutes. I'm going to read through. Then we can't break it down. I'm going to read through a creature in the Bible that God typified as a standard for a Christian going to perfection. Praise the Lord. So when we come back next week, we will pick Joseph. We will now move from Potiphar's house. We will pick Joseph at the prison. Praise the Lord. We pick Joseph at the prison. And then we will now start to break down this creature typified that God uses to typify a Christian perfection. Job chapter 40 verse 15. I'll just read through it. Job chapter 40 verse 15. We're going to read about 10 verses. If you are not seeing the screen, please be with your Bible, because you need to see the words. Job chapter 40 from verse 15. Behold now, Behemoth, which I made with thee. That means Behemoth is not special. It's just like you. That's what God is trying to say. This was to Job, but just like saying, look at Joseph that was born of a mother just like you. He eated grass as an ox. Eating grass like an ox. Ox has the lips parted. He has the lips what? Parted. And his feet also parted. Let me show you a little bit of vetment. Camel doesn't have parted. It's a pad. Horses too don't have parted. It's one hoof. But cattle has the feet parted. And the mouth also parted. Okay? So eating grass like ox is that he eats the word and walks out the word. Praise the Lord. The one that hears the word but doesn't walk it out is not an example of Behemoth. The one that doesn't walk it out, that tries to walk it out but does not consume the word, is not walking like Behemoth. Behemoth hears it and tries to walk it out. Praise the Lord. That's why he didn't eat grass like the horse, but like the ox. The horse doesn't pat the foot, but it has parted mouth. But this one has parted mouth and parted foot. So he eats the word and walks out the word. Praise the Lord. Next verse. We'll run it quick. We'll break it down later. Lo now, his strength is in his loins. Pastor calls that for us many times. That's travailing prayer. His strength is where? Is in his loins. That's where strength is, oh. Travailing prayer. His strength is in his loins. And his force is in the navel of his belly. Navel is the communication between you and your mother. Praise the Lord. His force is to make sure his communication remains with God. That's by the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's by the blood of Jesus. He cleans the communication between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. So between you and God. That's where. So it's making sure that the channel is clean and then it travels in prayers. Okay? Next. Move fast. He moveth his tail like a cedar. Cedar is a wood of strength. Praise the Lord. So it moves with strength. Okay? A strength in prayer, strength in the word. No, go back. There's a B part. The sinews of his stones are wrapped together. Stone. It's not one. The sinew, single. Of his stones, plural, are wrapped together. Stone is revelation. Revelation of prosperity. Revelation of faith. Revelation of holiness. Revelation of prayer. All those stones, the truth of the God, he puts all of them. He has a balance. Amen. is not prosperity and doesn't believe in patience. Okay? But everything, the whole truth of the gospel, puts it together with a balance. That's the Christian going to perfection. Verse 18. I think 18 also talks of strength, because I'm rounding up. 18. His bones, that's strength. Your bone is your inner foundation. His bones are strong pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. Go to foundation of faith class. Oh. Praise the Lord. Let your foundation be strong. Amen. Let it be strongly laid. Praise the Lord. So for those who come to this church, Tango is now on app. Go and do your foundation of faith class. Some of us, we will have to go and renew our foundation of faith. He is the chief of the ways of God. I will show you a more excellent way. That's love. But it's a Christian that is going to perfection, works in love. Okay? He's the chief of... He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. This is grace. Says Samuel, his word does not fall to the ground. Praise the Lord. God favors the Christian going to perfection. Amen. I said amen. Surely, everybody say surely. Surely, the mountains bring him forth food. Mountain is the place of prayer. Amen. That's where Joseph used to be. And that's where he gets revelation from. Prayer, revelation. Where all the beasts of the field play. That's his brothers. They didn't count those revelations for anything. Jacob and Esau. Esau counted the birthright as a covenant. Esau counted it for nothing. Praise the Lord. So while the mountains bring forth behemoth of the beast of field, just splitting, no, it doesn't, perfection, they make light of it. Yes, we are rounding up. Next verse. He lieth under the shady trees, in the covert of the reed and fence. Go to 22, it's a continuum. He lieth under the shady trees. The shady trees cover him with their shadow. The willow of the brooks compass him. That's covering. Praise the Lord. I mean, he's not a lone ranger. He's not a fatherless person. Christian going to perfection has spiritual covering. Amen. Has spiritual covering. You are under supervision. You are under covering. You are under accountability in a church. Like, behold, he drinketh up a river and hasted not. That's consistency in reading the word of God. Amen. Amen. Consistency. No haste, no. Read it day in, day out. Day in, day out. Day in, day out. He trusted that he can draw up Jordan with his mouth. If you read the scripture, Jordan typifies death. Praise the Lord. Typifies death. So when what he's doing is that he's using confession, not loving his life unto death. He's not afraid. I shall live, I shall not die. I shall live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. That's he can draw up Jordan. When Abraham was going to kill Isaac, he said, hey, stay here. Me and the lad, we are going up and we are coming back. That's using confession to overcome death. Praise the Lord. I think the last verse. He taketh it with his eyes. Eyes is revelation. Amen. The eyes of your understanding. He said, Abraham saw that I will kill Isaac, but God can raise him from the dead. So he was not afraid to go and kill him. That's taking death. He took death with his eyes. With revelation. Amen. His nose. Nose is discernment. Amen. I can smell through this. That's discernment. His nose passed through snares. That's why he said, devil tried to lay trap for you. But God will give you the grace of discernment. Amen. So, these are the promises of the word of God. We just need to keep confessing them. We'll be breaking them. We'll be relating to Joseph. Joseph is a standard for the youth. Behemoth is a standard for a Christian going to perfection. So we'll be taking it side by side. Praise the Lord. Pastor. Okay. Let's bow our heads in prayers. I think time has gone. God has spoken to us today. And it's just the icebreaker. Just the icebreaker. It's the icebreaker. Joseph, the standard for the youth. 17. Bible introduces age. 17. Close to his father. Close to God. I believe all of us here were above 17.
So don't, are you saying that it's too early for you to serve God? Are you telling yourself, or you are still young about serving God? Joseph was 17. That's why I said the behemoth is just like you. If there's anything you are telling God now, tell God to help you. God helped Joseph. God helped Joseph. God can help you. God will help you. God is helping you. Tell God to help you. Tell God to help you. To strengthen you and to lift you up. Stay under covering. You started, but your coming here is one of the evidence of your belief in covering. But stay there. Stay there. You want to make weighty decisions, seek for counsel from elders. That's staying under covering. That's staying under covering. Don't be far. You can't be far from the blood of Jesus. That's what cleanses you and makes a way between you and God. Don't be far from the blood of Jesus. The word of God. Daily, consistent reading of the Bible. It drops the river. You can drink a river and haste it not. You have to read your Bible daily, constantly. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. The word of God must be in your heart. And then, ready to pray. His strength is in his loins. Praying in the spirit. Pray with travail. You need to be a Joseph. A standard. Separate from his brethren. Separate. You have to be separate from the world. You are a child of God. You are in the world, but you are not of this world. You take your strength from heaven. You take your instructions, your cues, your examples from heaven. From God. God is your standard. You are close to him. Hallelujah. Just to be close to you. Just to be close to you is where I long to be. Let's rise. I now hide myself inside your heart and find my destiny. Joseph, every step I take, it's one less step I need. It's one less step I need. I'll live in your presence. Close to you. Close to you. Ooh. I'll live in your presence. I'll live in your presence. Close to you. Close to you. Just to be close. It's a prayer. Just to be close. Talk to God. To you. It's where I want to be. Where I long to be. I now hide myself inside your heart. Hide myself inside your heart. To find my destiny. My destiny. Every step. Mercy, Lord. It's one less step I'll need. It's one less step I'll need. I'll live in your presence. I'll live in your presence.
Close to you.
Ooh.
I'll live in your presence. Close to you.
Put one hand to your chest. Raise one hand to God. Say, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I come to your presence by the blood of Jesus. I come with meekness, and lowliness of heart. I want to be close to you. I come with meekness. I come with lowliness of heart to draw closer to you by the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me with your blood. Help me to be consistent, to stay with your word, to read your word, to study your word. Help me to pray in the understanding, to pray in the spirit, to pray travailing prayers. Help me to take the example of Joseph, a lover of God, a friend of God, one that was striving to fulfill destiny. Help me to be destiny minded so I can become the person that you want me to be. Help me, Father. Faithful are you that have called me, and you will do it so that I can attain to the perfection and fullness of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Rababa shakata karibakato sendelele. Mariba sonte keto prenene me memesi. Mabraba baba kosantra garike sonte. Thank you, Jesus. Merebe kutari gede ruskari. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Urustalele. Mariba kantra badore skali. Raga de bekaka bambasturi. Rege de bekesu kabarunte. Rege de bekeke. Baraba sapa pistore. Baraba sankindo. Banga tika. Baba papitore du shandelele. Maribe seke de bregi. Morbo kuka bareke barinto selelele katusa kito jerebe kiki marba kiko brebekisi bondegi bon sakaya rusta karabaka kideria. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Father, we thank you because you answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we've prayed.